Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today was a big day. Did you hear Kevin Stefanski on with the Morning Boys today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Saw some of the videos, too.
Great job by our team here. I believe Keith is part of the video team here. So well done by Keith and everybody involved, including the Morning Boys. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to that, it was a full hour that Kevin was in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. Really interesting stuff. We'll play some of it later. But I already mentioned that Lima took a shot at me today. And as the Slippery Wizard will do, he completely misparaphrased everything that I've said about the end of the season and turned it all into the Charlotte game, which we've dealt with that. That's fine. But yesterday, during the Albert Breer interview, we asked Albert about if the Browns could trade Greg Newsome for draft picks, or if they could trade a player to find more draft picks in this draft. Here's what Albert had to say.
That would be one position where they've shown that they can draft and develop there, and they already have a big money player in Denzel Ward. You know, so like I think that would be one of those things where if you look at it and you project a year out and say we're going to lose them in free agency. So like if you're looking at it and say you decide we're not going to pick it up because it's fully guaranteed, it's a lump sum, we just can't do it, whatever. Then yeah, I think like being able to trade him and trade him now to give the other team in the deal the fifth year option and the option to pick that up might behoove you. Yeah. So I mean, Greg News is a really good player, and the Browns were really good at that corner position last year, and they've got some decent depth there with Emerson and those guys too. So like, I think they might have some flexibility to do something there. Obviously, some other team would need to make it worth their while.
Now, I'm not set on trading Greg. I think Greg is a really nice player. I still don't know 3 years in whether he should be considered part of the core. And I think that's why it's at least a conversation. Do you think the idea of it either extension or trade him for a pick this year, do you think either one of those conversations are valid?
I think they're both valid. The question is, if you were to trade him, what's his value?
I think that, and to me, that's like, I don't just want to trade Greg. Like Tampa Bay, and I can't remember his contractual situation, but Tampa Bay got a third rounder for Carlton Davis, but they also had to send 2 6 rounders to Detroit along with Carlton Davis. That doesn't interest me. Like selling Greg Newsome for 2 fourth round picks, I don't really consider that value. So to me, it would have to be a top 100 pick. I think when we heard Albert talk about where the meat of this draft is, it's the top 100 picks. So whether that is 2/3 or a second round pick and a fourth round pick or something like that, that's where it entices me. And I actually thought Andrew Berry handled this the best yesterday when he was asked about whether he would trade Greg Newsome or not.
I want as many good corners as possible. Going back to my point about the league playing in 11 personnel, your base offense and defense is really more 3 receivers and 3 corners in this day and age. So that's really how we think about it. Like even though we're technically a 4-3, you know, how many snaps will you realistically see us play in base? Not very many over the course of the season. So corner is a premium position. We have 3 guys who can play press man coverage at a very, very, very high level. That's not a skill set that I'm looking to give away.
So did you hear a guy that said we're not trading?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Do you know what changed it for me? Because I actually thought it was flawless messaging by AB.
It was great. He breaks it down. He says all the things that, you know, that I believe in terms of defense. And it is very difficult, especially in the NFL, to find guys that can legitimately get up there and cover guys from press coverage.
Now, I think cornerback is a premium position. I think that's, I mean, I really think if you look at how the NFL has evolved, where that linebacker value used to be, like, it didn't go to the defensive line. The defensive line is now as valuable as it's always been. The number one thing that everyone's always craved in football is, do you have a defensive line that can stop the run and get after the quarterback? That's, and so the value there has never changed. Where that linebacker value went was to hybrid safeties and to elite corners. Because now, elite corners have always been favored. I think where the value is now is even the second and third best corners on certain teams have, like, more significant value. Like, that, your second corner or, like, your nickel corner, it's not that they were interchangeable 25 years ago, but they didn't carry – I don't know that the nickel corner's ever been more valuable in the NFL because of what he said. Now, specific to the Cavs, maybe I'm drunk on the sauce. I actually saw a lot from Cam Mitchell last year. I think Cam can be your corner be your nickel corner. And I think he can play a more prominent role. I don't know he'll ever be a guy that can fill in for Denzel, but then again, like, and by the way, that's because he's a little smaller. Greg's also a little more slight. So I thought, I agree with everything you said about it. It sounded like, oh, damn, they're really not going to trade him until the last line of the whole thing, where he said, I'm not looking to give that away. When I heard that, I was
that,
like...
That was what got me, too.
That, to me, said, okay, you're not looking to give it away, but if somebody comes along with something real, and that seems to be the crux of this argument, right? The crux of this argument is, what would it take for the Browns to seriously be motivated to say yes to moving on from Greg Newsom? The first conversation...
A first-round pick?
You know,
second-round pick?
I don't think anybody turned down a first-round pick for Greg.
No, I don't think so either.
I think a nice second-round pick would go, you know, like a team like Arizona's trying to get really good really quickly. They have two first-rounders and I think two second-rounders. Or no. Now they only have the one second-rounder because they moved up for the second first-rounder. There, we had another plane. But if, like, they came along and said, we'll give you, I think they've got like 36 or 37. I think that's a no-brainer. Because the player that you can get, and by the way, you might actually be able to get, like a Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, if he falls, you might actually be able to get somebody that does the same thing as Greg, but now you've got him for more time contractually. I wouldn't even be, because it's not about Greg. It's about the fact that, one, you need to make a decision on the fifth-year option. And I'll say, if he's here, they're picking up the fifth-year option. It's a no-brainer. He's played well enough. Yeah, there's been some inconsistency. He got cooked in the Houston game. I know that some Browns fans, you know, he's probably their second favorite pinata other than Jed Wills. But, like, Greg's a good NFL player. I still don't know you're going to re-sign him. But if you were going to trade him, this actually makes more sense the next offseason. Trading him going to the fifth-year option where teams immediately have to pay that guy if they want to keep him, you'd be lucky next year to probably get a top 150 pick. No, that's not a top 120 pick. So, like, an early fourth rounder is probably what I would expect in a year's time with 1 year of contractual control for Greg. So, like, that's why it makes sense now. But not according. I started this segment talking about the shot that one of the Monty boys took at us today. Took at me today. There was no shot at you. But then Ken today took this little doozy at your boy Nicky Dubs for talking about trading Greg Newsom.
I heard yesterday they asked Albert Breer about Greg Newsom and whether or not you trade Greg Newsom. And I like and respect Nick. That's an eraser phrase. That's what you say about another guy in your station before you go in on him. If you think you're going to get a third round pick or something for Greg Newsom, I think you're just bored by the draft and you just want something to get excited about in the draft, so you're willing to trade somebody. Does anybody think Denzel Ward is going to play all 17 games this year? Anybody out there? Okay, so if you don't have Denzel Ward playing all 17 games, you might miss Greg Newsom a whole hell of a lot in a season that you're expected to make the playoffs and take a deep run in.
Well, I like and respect Ken Carman, and that is an eraser phrase, but I do happen to like and respect Ken Carman.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I will say, like, I would like another draft pick. I think I'm a staunch believer in the value of the draft. And if the Browns had had first rounders the last 3 years, I probably wouldn't be as open to trading Greg, because those would have been three stabs you could have taken at fixing other spots in your roster. And this draft is really not about this year. This draft is about next year and beyond, as you try and find a couple guys that can help figure out what this roster looks like as guys like Za'Darius Smith go through one-year deals. And, I mean, Za'Darius is getting old enough. This could be his last deal in the NFL, this two-year deal he has. As you figure out what you're going to do with Denzel, I thought the Denzel point's great. I really do. Like, I understand the value of keeping Greg Newsom. I also understand the value of, is what he does replaceable? And I think that's, I don't just definitively know the answer. I think people outside of Cleveland talk about MJ, Greg, and Denzel as if they're three elite starting corners. I think Denzel is a no BS, and this is gonna, people might not like this because he's got his injury histories. When he's healthy, he's one of the three or four or five best corners in the NFL.
There's no doubt.
I don't even think it's negotiable. MJ, I think, profiles as another guy that can be that I think at points has been a shutdown corner. And I don't feel that way about Greg. I think it should be important. Like, he's a nice, I don't even want to say serviceable. I think he's better than serviceable at cornerback. But I also got two other guys. I got one guy that you've paid in Denzel. You've got another guy that you're going to have to pay in MJ. And I know that you can legitimately pay everyone. I don't know Greg's truly a part of the core. I think Greg is better at his job than Jed is at his job, but I don't think you should pay a guy just because you took him in the first round. I don't think you should pay a guy just because he has had some good moments before. You pay a guy if you think he can be who he was the first 5 years, or in this case, the first 3 years of that five-year contract, and if you think he can be better. And he might be, but to this point, I don't see a guy that I need to pay. And I do see a roster that still needs more young guys that can have a year this year and then next year become more a prominent part of what you do. 216-474-0092. For shame, Ken Carmen. I agree with the Denzel point and about the concern about that. And if that's why they kept him, I would not trash the Browns for that. But I think if somebody came along and offered you a second-round pick for Greg, or a second and parts, like a second and a fourth, and again, I don't know the value. Everybody pretends to know the value of NFL players. I will not do that. I just think that's the kind of thing that would make your head turn and say maybe those two picks would be more valuable than Greg, even though he is very good insurance for Denzel. 216-474-0092. So as we have the conversation, Ken thinks I just want to get excited about the draft. I got another really bad paraphrasing of what I said yesterday. Good God. Those guys can play audio, right? Keith. Do the morning boys have access to the same sound database?
Every bit of it, Nick.
Okay.
Every bit.
Because I heard Lima and Ken both bastardized what I said yesterday.
They both knew you talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
And then somebody reached out to me this morning in the middle of the show. You know what? I'm up. It's your job.
Look at that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.